The Bureau of Land Management and 4-H groups are teaming up to start a wild horse adoption program in Utah. Lisa Reed, the public affairs specialist for the Utah Wild Horse and Burro team at the BLM, says the current wild horse population nationwide is at 72,000.
So when you have numbers that are as high as that, the impacts you see not only are impacts on the range, the forage, the water sources, but also in the horses' body conditions. And we walk a tight line or a very fine line between keeping the general public happy, those that have interest in wildlife or livestock grazing or recreationists on the range, and also those in the wild horse community that are interested in making sure that the horses are taken care of.
Kim Christensen helps with the Utah State University 4-H Mustang program. Members of the club train wild horses that will later be adopted to private individuals. She says the horses aren't being adopted fast enough. If the horses aren't adopted after the age of 10, they're sent to BLM facilities in the Midwest at a cost of $50,000 to the government during the lifetime of one horse.
The adoption rate has gone down, and that's what this program is trying to help is. If we can get some of these horses gentled, then maybe it'll be easier to help, you know, adopt them out into some of these homes.
Ryan and Caitlin Adams of Cache Valley adopted a wild horse a few months ago. Now Caitlin struggles to feed her baby his bottle because of the cast on her right arm.
I've been around horses that I've been able to touch, and even colts that I've been able to touch at his parents' house. And here I am thinking, oh, okay, it's a horse. I can touch it. It'll be fine. First time I reached a little further and touched him a little bit. And then the second time we got close and I went from his belly back to his hip and he told me, hey, it's not okay. And kicked. And I just remember pulling it out going, oh, crap, that's broke.
The BLM and 4-H group will be hosting an adoption event on September 9th, where the public can learn more about the adoption process and tips to have a positive experience with wild horses. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.